Welcome back to another exciting episode of Extra Feature Later. Today we have a fabulous guest, Chris Levine. It's your third film you brought us. He must really like us. That's nice to hear.
I like chatting with you guys, man.
So, your new film, The Handlers, released everywhere. I'm sure they can find it, punch it in, and go watch his other films. They're all good.
Decent. You know, this one comes out actually next Tuesday, so we're a little ahead of it.
I'm not releasing this, Chris. You're not going to know. I'm not editing this out. So when this comes out, it'll be out.
My bad.
I'm not editing this out, people. That was his fault. We're recording ahead of time, so it's all good.
I'm the worst.
It's all good. So let's start at the beginning. This movie's very violent, and you have a lot of work to do. Now, in your past films, you've been a lover. You've been a murderer, and now you're an action star. What's next?
What can I do, right? what's next is I play a writer who buys a house that happens to have sci-fi possibilities, and I take my sick wife there and hope to help her. That's the next one.
So as an actor, I mean, you've done multiple genres of different film styles. And is there something you're always looking for the next challenge, or is it more, I'm interested, but what's the pay like? I know that's not a fair question, but I think it is.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, it'll be my 10th year pursuing this as a career. And you get to one point in your career where you're like, money has to matter because I have to. Being right. And usually the better they can pay me, the better the film's going to be anyway. It goes hand in hand, to be honest with you. So you're right. At this point in my career, pay matters and what kind of role it matters. I love watching horror movies. I love writing horror films, but will I act in horror films anymore? Probably not. It become almost like a scream queen for the guys, Scream King, I guess, in a sense, really easily. So I'll stay away from those as an acting role. But everything else, I think the challenge is always trying to find the truth in the character and the relatability to the character and almost like find all these little versions of yourself in each role that I'm, you know. Does that sound all right?
That sounds great. I apologize to the listeners. My Wi-Fi from you is a little off, so if you're missing parts, I will do my best to fix it. So, and again,
is that me?
It's you that's always bracket up. It's all good. I'm not editing this, so they're out of luck. So, when you're preparing for an action role, I mean, your first movie you came here, you were buff, and I'm talking like huge, and obviously that's a hard thing to hold on to be that big. I mean, you have a job, obviously, besides acting that you have to go to. I mean, unless you're in the gym 7 days a week, you're not going to look like that. But a film like The Handler, you need to look like that. So how do you balance gym, acting, and work for this film?
Well, luckily, work is no longer a thing for me. Work is acting and editing and writing now. So it was great over the last couple of years being able to transition to that finally. But for The Handler, the difficulty was it was prime COVID. So there was no gym to go to, and when the director, Michael, reached out to me for it, I was like, hey, man, you know, what are we doing about COVID protocols and how are we trying to stay as safe as possible here? I can only look so good in 30 days with no gym, right? And that's what he gave me 30 days. There was a lot of questions there. And, you know, I ended up doing more of the cardio route and trying to just kind of look decent, but still relatable. Not the anabolic life guy who was just like this, you know, 200-pound monster, like just protein, you know? This was more of like, hey, if a average dude wanted to spend some time in the gym and eat clean, this is kind of the look I wanted to go for. More of a relatable look.
Now, when you were told by the director to take this part, did you tell him they have to have your shirt off the whole film? Or is that his idea to take the shirt off the whole film?
It was a little bit of both of us, right? I think when you work hard on your body and you get to showcase it a little bit, why not, right? And then me personally, I'm like, man, if I'm going to work that hard, you know, let's throw a little shower scene in there for me.
Well, that's for the ladies.
It's for the ladies or the guys.
It's always for the ladies.
Whoever's interested.
Hey, whatever floats your boat, man, you guys go for it. If you're big hot on the same sex thing, I'm good for that too. I want everybody to see your films. I'm not going to mind.
Yes. Yes, everyone.
So did you do any set location design for this or looking, or was this all the director?
All the director. So that's the reason why this even came to his head. Hey, my neighbor, he passed away, to be honest with you, the guy who owned the house. And before he was kind of like really sick and he knew he was kind of going, hey, you know, this house is beautiful. What's going on next? And he's like, listen, man, you know, until like whatever happens later. And so he hit me up and was like, hey, we have probably a week or so to film this movie. This awesome location. It's this huge house, multiple levels. It's kind of got her Hollywood vibe inside already. And we can kind of destroy it if we want to. And then he was like, okay, so let's do something like 80s. The Raid, where it's just like you stuck in one location and you just have to survive the night, you know? That's it.
That's it. That's your big pitch for me to sit down and watch this film. Not that it's 24/7 styles of action, not you chest bare kicking ass doing stunts. You don't want to discuss any of that. Okay.
Well, I want to get there, but I just wanted to answer your question first. The location.
So
the production.
How much stunt training do you have?
I have zero.
Zero?
He hit me up and I said, zero. I have zero. He hit me up and he was like, hey, you know, I'm thinking of doing this action movie where you just, you know, like we were explaining, you just fight all these people. I'm going to get all these people here, all these fighters. And you just got to fight them and kill them, you know? And I said, well, I haven't really thrown a punch in my life. So what are we going to do about that? Yeah.
I see that. Wow. Because that doesn't translate on screen. You actually, I mean, obviously a lot of that's directing and they have directing tricks. And I know you're not hitting anybody, or maybe you did accidentally hit somebody. I mean, that does happen too.
So, it does. Yeah.
Did you have any training then going into this film? Or because, I mean, it's an indie production. Sometimes it's hard to get training.
It really was. And that was the big thing for me is I know we don't have a lot of money for this movie. One thing I have to have is I have to have a fight trainer. I have to go on screen looking like I've never thrown a punch and people buying this movie at all. You know? So he's like, I got the guy. His name is Matt Ardems. He's a professional Muay Thai fighter. Known him for about 10 years. And he's willing to train with you every single day and get you ready. And he's doing the fight choreography. So you're going to be great. And I said, okay. Every day for at least an hour, for 30 days almost straight before the movie started, I trained with him. And I got as good as I possibly could. But in reality, I look back at it and fight choreography, that was the first time I ever did any fight as well. And to me, it became dance with higher stakes. And that's how I just looked at it. It's just repetition and dance and being safe. And then the reward is greater than just dancing. You know, it's like this awesome scene that we can create. And so that's the way I looked at it. And a lot of it was, I was telling all the people that I fought in it when they would get in, and a lot of them, they hadn't really done too much either. And I said, listen, let's just be safe. Like, even if we do it slow, like, we have camera tricks to make it look great. So just be safe. I don't want to hit you and I don't want to get hit. I was doing like 3 or 4 different fight scenes a day. I couldn't deal with getting hurt, right? I had to protect myself most of the time. So, but nobody really got hurt. I got a few bumps, bruises, obviously, and doing all my stunts, but it just became dance with higher stakes.
Yeah. Now, when you're prepping for an action film, are you still thinking, I got to eat clean? Is it still a clean eating the whole time? Mm-hmm. So, you're saying, yeah, so that's going to answer. So when you're done shooting this, is that when pizza and pie come out? You're like, I'm going for a big pizza, I'm having a Coke, and we're going to watch this film.
Yeah, big time, man. It was crazy because Yeah, I was eating super clean, no sugar, no excess fat, no fry, no, like, right? And getting into that shape that you see. And then we did a few pickup scenes that you can see through that are kind of inserted throughout the film. And I'm bigger there because we shot it like a month later and I had already been eating. I was like, my shirt's staying on. Okay, cool. I'm gonna eat a little bit. So you can see my arms are bigger than it was on set that time, but it kind of made sense because those were kind of flashback scenes anyways. So it shows that maybe I leaned up as I stopped eating to protect myself and I wasn't eating like I normally would anyways. Yeah, so it was good to start eating again after it.
Now, well, you have so many actors coming in and out in this picture. I mean, it's not like you have four people and you guys have practiced. How was that? Like, were some of these actors, I mean, obviously you know the choreography, they know the choreography, don't get me wrong, but do things change on a daily basis depending on who was in the shot?
Oh, 100%. Like, and we didn't have any rehearsal, so it was literally
That's
like...
That's what I was wondering.
We had no rehearsal, so we kind of did like a between the director and I and whoever else in our circle of actors. We said, "Hey, who has some kind of fight experience? Who trains? Who has anything?" Right? And I would say half of the people you saw in the movie lied and didn't have really like kickboxing cardio does not count, right? So they would come in and. Matt, our fight choreographer, he'd ask the director, the other Michael Rossi, to, all right, where do you want this fight to take place? And the director would go, okay, let's use this and here, and I want to use this prop. And then and then on the fly, Matt would literally do the fight. And we would rehearse it a couple times. And like I said, it just, repetition and then knock it out. And that's when I was noticing, because I was doing three or four of those a day. And that's when I was noticing the biggest part of training for this movie was the creation of my cardiovascular level. I was never tired. I was never gassed. And yet everyone that was in just to do their little, 1 hour repetition of fighting with me were done. Like had to sit down, sweating profusely. And I was like, let's go. I got more to do today. So that was the biggest thing that I noticed.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I am going to put you on the spot. So you can pass on if you don't want to. Do you have a favorite fight in the film?
I have fights. I love the fight with Tyrone. It's fun. It uses his own like cliche one-liners that like made him YouTube famous. So I think that's a fun little dynamic that I think fan base will like. I flip it on him at the end as well, which is a nice little, hi to his fans. But the most challenging one was with at the end, like that main multiple room fight with him because he's so fast and I can't get lazy or slow down. That's when I'll get hurt. So I had to try my best to keep at his pacing. You saw like he ends up on my shoulders. He does drop kicks on me, it was a lot of physicality in that one that I had to just take a beating for with him.
So as you continue throughout this, did you have films running through your mind? Like obviously the Raid is one of them, but you don't use a machete. So I was thinking more like you look like a young Jean-Claude Van Damme in those early Bloodsport films and stuff. Was that going through your mind or have you ever seen them?
Of course, Bloodsport. It's so good. But honestly, I didn't. My flexibility wasn't where I wanted to be to keep the kicks as good as I wanted them to be. So I knew because of this, the lack of ability, lack of training, that I couldn't come into it with movies like Bloodsport or Rambo or anything that Arnold did in the late 80s. I couldn't come with that mindset. The only thing my mindset was honestly was John McClane, as the average guy with obviously unaverage abilities, but who gets hurt, who takes a beating, who gets tired, who, my whole mindset full time was what would the audience relate to? And every beat in that film, every fight, I wanted to make sure like I took a hit well, I acted like I was hurt well, things that like the average Joe would see and be like that's, I would do that too. That's what I was hoping for with it.
I get that. So
yeah,
How's working with blood again? You always seem to have these films, you have blood the last couple. So is it, yeah. Do you find the blood consistency different from film to film?
No, it's all pretty generalized. It's either the art designer, makeup person, they make their own, which there's two different types. There's one that they put on me and then there's one that I can put in my mouth and it's okay if, you know, I swallow a little bit or whatever. It's all the same. It's gross and sticky. And the one they put in my mouth is a little sweet, but it's still gross.
That's what I always wanted to know.
Yeah.
So did you, when you were reading the script, was Riker already in existence as a name or did you pick that name?
No, that was all the director writer, Michael Rossi, for sure. It was a cool ass name, right?
I know. That's why I'm asking. Just a cool ass name.
It's a cool name, man. Like, I think if this does well, you know, we're already talking about sequel and what we can do with it and where we want to go. But the Riker name should lead on a little bit more.
So when you were doing this, your fight scenes, obviously it's a lot of fist action for you, a little bit of props. Do you wish you could have a little bit more action? Like, could you use a machete? Could you use a spear? Could you use a gun? Because you do use a gun, but it's very quick edits on the gun. So I've noticed, I mean, obviously it's independent. You guys don't have the time to do thing. And plus you want everything to feel very claustrophobic.
Yeah. It has to happen kind of fast, right? I think we did okay with the pro. There was nothing that I like was like, oh, I wish we had this to do. I would have liked maybe like a special effect where maybe I cut someone's arm off or something like that. Just a little, like it's already very bloody and violent, right? But I don't know, there's something about chopping someone's limb off that's like extra, just kind of like, geez, you know?
So I do want to touch on your co-stars, Rachel Alleig and Madison Bullock.
Yeah.
How are they to work with? I just want people to know that I've already discussed them in Wife in the Sky. I saw them in.
Oh.
So now that I see them in this. So they look like they were having a great time in Wife in the Sky. So how did you find working with them?
They're the greatest. And add Kat Barone. And is it Baron? Barone? Oh, she might be mad if I... anyways, Kathy, who plays my sister in it as well. Those three girls, they're kind of in like their own group of level of talent too, right? They kind of, I think they have the same managers. They're an upper echelon of agencies as well. And so when you know you have them on set, you know they're going to deliver. They're easy to talk to. They're down to clown. You know, they don't complain. I like them so much is that all three of them I tried casting in the new film that's coming out, Bad Bones, and Madison ended up getting the role. Madison and I, you know, while we fight in The Handler, we end up together as husband and wife in the new film, Bad Bones, coming out. So, yeah, they're the best.
Okay. So do you look for, I mean, you obviously, are you involved in casting in this film at all?
I could have if I wanted to more, but I was so focused on the training and Michael he has such a big network. He's been doing it so long that I trusted him and his ability in it. And there was probably times where he was like, what do you think? And, you know, my opinion was very, hey man, if you trust her or him and doing the job correctly, then I'm down. It was pretty much like that.
So when you're shooting a fight scene in a small area, do you ever, I mean, obviously it's choreographed, I get that. But I mean, do you ever think about, oh crap, I hope I don't hit that chair. Oops, we got to go this way. And does that bug you when it's small? Because on the outdoor, you look like you're having a lot more fun. Because you're very tight all the time in the house. So did you enjoy the outdoor fight scenes more? Because you had a little bit more space and you could move a bit more?
I like the indoor stuff. That close quarters fighting, I think looks on screen, especially the, like, we didn't have, you know, time to shoot like that, so it's really just handheld camera with us and turn with us. But there's something fun about that, knowing that like you're kind of close to the camera, he's stuck, it's like part of the choreograph the scene is that he's here, but there's also the danger factor, right? Like all of that's real furniture, there's scenes where I have to fall back and shoot someone. And I know that there's this solid wood little coffee table behind me going, that's going to suck if I hit it, you know? But you don't want to show the timidness of like that could hurt me, because in a life and death situation, you wouldn't give a shit about that coffee table. No?
Of course not. But you're not in a Hollywood film where they fix that coffee table to break. No problem for you.
Right, right.
Yeah. So when you're prepping for a character in The Handler, like, what is it mentally for you? Or is, like, every role you go into exactly the same?
No, it's never the same. It always starts with the physical appearance of the character. So whether he needs scruff, whether he needs a beard, whether I need to grow my hair out, whether I need to gain weight, lose weight, add muscle, lose muscle, those are always the first thing. My diet changes immediately when I know what the character is going to be. From that, that kind of guides me into the discipline of whatever it takes, right? So, a sick, dying person, I don't eat a lot. I'm kind of tired and sluggish, and my posture starts changing just naturally with food intake. With this one, I was so built up on clean eating and cardio and waking up early and caffeine that, that I was ready to fight whatever, put my way. I also think that when you start talking about what he's just in general, the character, just speaking out loud with the director on it. And that sometimes that's all it takes. We just start telling stories about maybe what he went through, you know, and what he's about to face and what those challenges create from a character standpoint. So, Riker Dune.
So when you're discussing this, is this with the director or with the writer? I mean, obviously it's the same in this film.
Same guy.
If you have a different writer and director, do you discuss it with both of them?
No. Usually the writer is usually supposed to be hands off. Once he hires producers and director to make his movie, most of the time he could be on set, but usually it's over for him. He did his job. Yeah. So it's director, producer, and then also if there's marketing involved already, you know, they'll be involved in certain things that I should say or what I should wear or what works for the future of the film too.
Oh, so you're okay. I mean, you don't really have a costume in this one. So was clothing even discussed? Other than the one vest you're wearing in this interview, but I mean, pretty much you're bare chested a lot of the film.
Yeah, actually, it's modeled off of Van Damme in that movie where he dances. It wasn't Bloodsport. Which movie? You know, you got the dance with the khaki pants. It's like kind of a famous thing.
I do know it, and I cannot remember it.
I don't know the name of it, but that's what, you know, Michael and I, the director, were talking. We're like, what are we thinking? And I think Van Damme in that movie came up with the khakis and the black tank top and the belt. And that's what we kind of went. It was modeled off of Van Damme in that movie.
Okay. Do you have a favorite style you like to do? Do you like to kick guys in the head more, or do you like to punch them, or do you like to shoot them?
I think there's a scene with Ego, who was like that big Russian guy that I fight on the balcony. He's big. And I told you, my kicks weren't as good as I want, because kicks involve a lot of flexibility, right? And they weren't as good as I wanted to be, but there's one kick to him that I hit him like this high, and the best kick I did in the movie, right? And that was like a great feeling. So I think for the next one, if I could be better at my kicks, like flexibility wise, getting them higher and better looking, that would be the peak of like, I'm kicking some ass now. Like Scott Atkins, Michael Jai White, those guys, their kicks are so phenomenal. And I think that's what puts them in a different bracket when it comes to action, indie action stars, right? So I do enjoy, if I could do a good kick, like that was the best feeling. But there's something about gun movement like John Wick does, where it's that fighting style where you have guns in your hands, but as you're ducking, you're shooting and stuff. There's something very cool about that. We do that kind of quickly in the first fight against Andy, where like he comes at me with a knife. I tuck it under my arm. And as I spin, there's a guy coming around the corner and I shoot him. And I think you see that in the trailer a little bit too. But stuff like that, I would love to do more. That's pretty rewarding. It works on screen.
So as an actor, you're always saying you have flexibility issues. I don't think I'm putting words in your mouth. So have you made effort to change that since you finished filming and the gyms are reopened?
No. I've No flexibility work at all. Once the handler was done, I gained some weight, still stuck in COVID because we shot it end of last year, right? So it's been about a year. And then different in Alaska twice this year in roles where I was kind of sick. So I lost all my muscle and grew out the hair. It's tough because I go through that all year. And then just the last, in September, I finally got back into the gym and eating clean. I did a play where I had to portray a vampire and I wasn't very lean. So went back to the dieting and the cardio and all that stuff. And then now I've been just eating and lifting and having a good time, gaining some muscle fat.
Okay. Well, I didn't know you've done plays, so I'm going to pick up off that for a bit. Now, when you're prepping for a film role, is it any different prepping for a play? Because obviously plays, you don't get to retake. It's all one shot. You're in front of me. And I'm like, oh, Chris screwed up, and you got to keep going. So how does that differ for an actor?
For me personally, plays create the most anxiety. It's really a stressful thing for me because I'm a perfectionist. And so the idea of not doing this play for people that paid for it perfectly, it messes with my head. So I prepare a lot more when it comes to plays, whether like it's a daily task to, not only work on memorization, but remembering where I'm supposed to be at in the space, so that it becomes almost second nature when I'm on the stage, to where I can finally feel completely free and look away or make eye contact with the audience and not worry that I got to find that again, right? So I put way more effort into the hardest thing to do. Acting in film or TV seems easy for me compared to play work.
So as a working actor, I mean, obviously film's important because it probably pays more better in plays. Yeah. But do you always look forward to maybe, let's say, doing one play a year just to shock the system to doing something different?
The only thing I never go out for plays. I don't try to audition for them or anything. I only do plays when I feel like writing them. So the two I've done in the last 4 years, so it's kind of almost every other year. It's something that I get the craving to write something. And then I go, okay, how can I use this space? What can I do here? Like the first one we did was a Ted Bundy play. So it was like really risky and very full of blood and sexuality. And then this one we just finished was a vampire play where it's kind of based on the idea of being interview with the vampire, and there's a twist and no blood in this really though. There was no time to really clean up. So there's no blood, but it's the idea of being this not over the top grounded mixed with Lost Boys vampire that's also very realistic in the sense of what a vampire could be.
Okay. I'm not going to let you go until we answer our fun questions because I know you're
What's the fun question? Let's go.
I have to ask you your favorite action film, and Die Hard is not allowed, or nor Raid as an answer, or Raid 2.
Okay. Favorite action film. It's got to be – it's not 100% – but it's definitely one. It's the first thing that came to my mind, at least, would be Predator, and it's not full action. It's just nostalgic to me. I remember watching it with my dad on TV, and just that we do that too. That cool like handshake, you know, where they're like, yeah, you know, the like good to see you. What's his I don't know his name now. I forget. Anyways, but yeah, so Predator definitely comes to mind. I mean, Arnold has always been someone not that I wanted to be, but definitely my favorite entertainer that's ever lived. So it's not something I'm trying to chase to look like Arnold or to be like Arnold, but anything in that time period that Arnold was doing, from Conan to all the way up to Terminator 2, right? Like that whole group of Arnold movies to me is big.
Because you're a gym rat like me, I'm not as good a gym rat as you because I hate eating
I can
clean.
See.
And I've stopped.
Yeah, that's
I still eat pretty well. Your favorite gym workout? So is it back day? Is it arm day? Is it a mix of both? Is it your straight cardio day? Which one do you like doing the best?
I like back day. It's the least painful on my joints. Yeah, let's do some back, man. It's the least painful to begin with, right? Like my shoulders don't get inflamed or anything. And there's something rewarding about that V. And that's what I'm always chasing for is that nice V. And so, yeah, I enjoy back day. I enjoy going heavy with it. Deadlift, I don't do. Let's see. You know, getting older. Just turned 37 a month ago there, buddy.
Hold on. I'm 50 years old. And I deadlift. 50? I am 50. And I deadlift 3 plates, no problem.
Wow. You're a better man than I am.
And then, man, you got to follow that up with some hardcore rows.
Yeah, no. That sounds like a lot of effort.
So what's the back day? What do we do during back day? I want to look as good as you. Let's hear this back day.
This is my back day. So I start with a wide grip pull down, right?
Yeah, and I know what that is.
So I do about 5 sets on that. Do I go super heavy? No, I concentrate on getting those wings to squeeze, you know, your lats to squeeze. From there, I'll do a cable row, where I'll do like a really good stretch and you know, nice and tight.
So you're cheating on your deadlifts by taking in a cable row. I got it.
Do a little cable row. I end with deadlifts, but I only do maybe 185, something like that. And just get the motion and use the correct form. I'm not saying I could do 315, right? I'm not saying I can't do it, but, you know, is it worth the possible injury? I don't think so. I don't know.
I'm an old man and I have no problems with it. So you young chicken.
That's pretty cool. Do you wear a belt?
No belts, man.
Wow. Old school.
That's an old school. It's a clean lift, man. If it's not clean, use. Yeah. And if I ever see you using any straps, I'm going to mock you to no end.
I've had straps in my life over the years when I used to compete and hung out with the bodybuilding crew. Now I don't use them. If I can't hold it, then it's just, I'm not there yet.
I'm with you. Okay, because it's Christmas season, I always want to know everybody's favorite Christmas present.
I don't have a favorite present, but it's just is being with family. And that's the present. And I think like, as I get older, I start realizing that more is like those Christmas mornings with your grandparents and just that whole excitement of being around your family to me is the best present. But if I had to pick one, it was probably like Nintendo 64 when I was a kid, when it first came out, and having that, like, that was like, you know, the shit. So that would be the best present.
We know the handler is going to be available everywhere when they listen to this interview. You also have a few other films you might want to promote. Do you want to tell people where they can find them?
Sure. So, so Handler, make sure you cop that. But I have a No Way Out, which is my first Alaskan feature. I would say co-wrote it, starring it. And it's beautifully shot. It's a slow burn horror film. And it's fun. And then, my claim to fame that really kind of started my career was Anabolic Life. And that's my kind of truthful steroid abuse movie. And that's available, for free now on Tubi. You just have to deal with some commercials, but, those are the two main ones other than Handler. And so it's a nice little grouping of Chris Levine in your life, if you want it.
Hey, you can't have enough of it. You got to watch him, guys. Yeah. And he's got two really good co-stars we know from Wise in the Sky, which I've seen. So get on this. Thank you for your time, as always. Having a great evening.
Thank you, brother.